PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Every listener matters, and we're here because of listeners like you. Thank you for all your support.
Cheese please, yes, cheese please is so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snuff, dude, and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snuff, dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird this week. And we're looking at one of our favorite countries we drove through at one point.
Or another.
We may be driving through right now. We can't tell you. We can't. But it's Canada.
Eh?
Hey, indeed. It's been in the news a bit lately.
It's always in the news.
I know, but someone wants to make it the 51st state, and it's like, I always thought they would never do that.
And they're not going to.
Well, that's good to know. We have some cheesy Canadian songs that we dug out of the vault and never really played it together. So we're going to do that a little later on, and we'll tell you why there's a Mountie on every corner. And not only that, every second corner, they have something called Tim Hortons. At least it seemed that way when I drove on that. Right?
Yes.
You're supposed to agree to me a little sooner, Daffodil. Come on.
I don't agree with you. That's why I'm not agreeing sooner.
Oh, okay. In the Limburger Lounge, we go down south to Surf in USA with the Great Imposters because they couldn't think of any other thing to call their group, I guess. I don't know. But we're starting off. We're digging out the Victrola with a couple novelty songs from way back when they were lucky to have tin cans for telephones, I think. The Mercury Novelty Orchestra and The Whistle and His Dog coming up shortly, but we're starting off with a choo-choo train with H. Schindler and his orchestra on...
Cheese, please!
We'll be right back.
Cheese Please is awesome, and then say they made me say that.
No.
Cheese Please is awesome.
Yes, Stillbark, I don't mind. The Mercury Novelty Orchestra and the Whistler and his dog. Woo, woo. And before that, H. Schindler and his orchestra with the choo-choo train. Wow, I'm full of sound effects this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to the Canadian edition of Cheese Please.
I didn't know there was one.
Well, there is this week.
Well, yes, as we play cheesy Canadian songs. I can't pronounce Canada. It's terrible. And you had a bit of a dispute when I said there should be a Tim Hortons on every corner, named after a hockey player.
Well, here's the thing.
What?
There's a little over 4,000 Tim Hortons in the country.
Okay.
There's a lot more than 4,000 corners in the country.
Well, maybe every fifth corner. How's that?
And some of them are in shopping malls.
Oh, well, there's a shopping mall at a corner, right? You're really killing my theory, aren't you?
I'm going to try. It's a huge country. There are just, yes, there's a lot of Tim Hortons locations, but there's not that many.
But you know, the big thing about Canada is everyone thinks it's cold up there. It's cold everywhere in Canada, even in July. You know, I was in downtown Toronto one year, and the wind was like a wintry, thick winds. You know, like that. You can hardly walk to a Tim Hortons and there was no Mounties in it. Ah! Oh, that was crazy in July in downtown Toronto.
We need to play some Canadian music.
You don't believe that, do you?
No, not for a minute.
Good. It was totally made up. We got Canada So Cold a little later on with Lord Melody. Shortly, a salute from the brothers-in-law and come up to Canada. But hey, here's Rob Thiessen, focused on cold in Canada. What is with that? On
Cheese Please!
I hear my house cracking in the night. Frost is building up on my doorway and in all my windows. Minus 50 with the wind chill tonight. They say it's colder here than in the south or even in the North Pole. I'm stir crazy, but I cannot go outside. I tried, but all my doors are frozen shut. It's gonna take a lot to break me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I must have froze my brain up in Canada. Otherwise, why would I live up here and think it's fun? I remember when I was just a boy. Got this cold one time and school was out. It drove my poor mom crazy. She sent my brother and I outside to play. I guess she needed just a little bit of solitary company. My brother dared me to lick a metal pole. He said when it gets cold, it makes it taste just like some frosted candy. My tongue out, my mouth open wide. It looks cold, I thought, but how bad can it be? It's gonna take a lot to break me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I must have froze my brain up in Canada. Otherwise, why would I live up here and think it's fun? I hear a voice calling in the night. It's my wife, she says she needs a Timmy's double, double coffee. I said, are you sure it's 12:35? It'll keep you up, the plumbing's frozen, you'll have to go outside to pee. She said, I don't care, I want some anyway. It's the only thing to keep my sanity. It's gonna take a lot to break me away from you. And there's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I must have froze my brain up in Canada. Otherwise, why would I live up here and think it's fun?
Oh my God, oh my God.
Sweet cheese, have them back.
Cheese. On behalf of the Canadian Centennial Commission, we want all you rich Americans to know that this land to the north is a country with a vision, and it isn't just a wilderness of icicles and snow. So come up to Canada. Up to Canada, the true ray Northland, where we live in maple trees. You can hunt and ski and fish and shoot. Long as you bring lots of loot, we'll make sure that your money doesn't freeze. We've got many fine attractions in the countryside, so pretty, where the tourists can go and rubberneck. You can see life Torontonians commuting
to the city or watch French-Canadian separatists conspiring in Quebec.
So come up to Canada. Come up to Canada, your next door neighbor that is here to welcome you. You can drink our strong Canadian booze. See us in our igaloos. We'll put the act on specially for you.
There are natural phenomena like waterfalls and caverns. There's a new surprise in every rock and rill. And the waiters are just hovering in the restaurants and taverns where they make a 10-cent premium on a Yankee dollar bill.
So come up to Canada, come up to Canada, the wide, wide country where the folks are simply grand. We'll ask about your Uncle Sam and how you're doing in Vietnam. We're always glad to take you
by the hand.
Now 1967 should put Canada in orbit. That's the year of our centennial, you know. And there'll be a flood of tourists, but we think we can absorb it. And in 1968 we'll sit and count up all the dough.
So come up to Canada, come up to Canada, the young dominion where the snow's up to your knees. We've got tons and tons of Arctic air, scores of Mounties everywhere. We'll be just as Canadian as you please. And we'll make darn sure your money doesn't freeze.
Jeez, please, Brothers-in-Law and Come Up to Canada from 1967, their centennial year. Wow. And a lot of it still applies. But let's get back to the cold songs, Daffodil. What do you think?
I think that's a good plan.
It's Lord Melody and Canada So Cold on
Cheese Please.
And she told me no cold. Canada had me so cold, I need some sunshine.
I'm going back to the land I left behind. I regret the day I paid me down and say I was going to Canada. It's cold, cold, cold on the land, so I'm back to Trinidad.
The hotel gave me a line. It's only in summer the sun does shine. Oh yeah, Canada had me so cold, I need some sunshine.
I'm going back to the land I left behind. I regret the day I paid me down and say I was going to Canada. It's cold, cold, cold on the land, so I'm back to
to try. Believe me, boys, I am proud and glad to be back here in Trinidad. Cold, Canada had me so cold, I need some sunshine.
I am going back to the land I left behind. I regret the day I paid me down and say I was going to Canada. It's cold, cold, cold on me now, so I walk back to Trinidad.
We'll be right back.
melody and Canada so cold.
I have a funny story about that.
Really?
Yes. When my mom was young,
yeah,
her cousins from California were coming in July.
Right.
And they came with skis and snowshoes and parkas.
Oh, so they're like Lord Melody, although he was from Trinidad.
Yes. They thought they were going skiing in July in Nova Scotia, Canada.
Well,
it wasn't happening.
My mic cut out. That's not good. I don't know what to say to that other than, you know, I made that thing up about Toronto. But it was kind of cool. But they actually believed it?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
All right, we need to move on.
Oh, I know. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, where we do things like this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Can you get on the phone to get this fixed?
I know someone will meet us at the next gas station.
Thank you. You're welcome. I don't want that to happen again. I feel left out on the show.
You poor baby. What are we playing?
We're going back to good old USA and the Great Imposters and Surfing USA on
Cheese Please.
Everybody had an ocean across the USA. Then everybody be surfing like California again. And he said, "Boys, live in Palisades, or better, they'll be on some way down in Disco Bay. All over Manhattan and Waimea Bay, surfing USA."
Cheese Please with the Great Imposters that aren't Ryan Wilson and the rest of the Beach Boys doing their version in the Limburger Lounge of Surfin' USA. And that's I suppose that's a bit of a light cheese.
It's minor cheese, but it's not, it's not fabulous.
No.
But it's
that's why it's
cheesy.
Played on our show.
It's yeah. Cheesy enough.
Just a little bit of light Limburger. Don't sniff too close, you'll get a...
No, it's more like a mild Limburger. Mild cheese.
Yeah, if you sniff too close, you'll get a real whiff of Limburger. Ugh. Anyway, my name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is definitely Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And you have a couple quick Canada facts, so we can actually sort of make up the Canada for our little jab and poke at the bear type stuff.
Canada is 3,849,674 square miles.
Man, imagine getting all the snowplow drivers to run around year-round to plow all those roads.
Well, that's not roads. That's actually the size of the country. A lot of that is forest or lake or things like. It's not all populated area.
Yeah, but there's a lot of roads.
There are a lot of roads.
Still a lot. One more quick fact.
The official money is the Canadian dollar. The official languages are English and French.
Oh, there we go.
The capital is Ottawa.
Ah.
The population is 35,881,659, give or take a few people.
Okay, let's open the glove compartments. There we come. There we go. And we have Lee Shot Williams doing, country disco, ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. There will be more shenanigans.
Sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was